Blog Talk Radio.
The Football Sunday, and Seeing It Up presents the Sunday Sprint with Mr. Luke Morrow on this October 16th, the year 2016. Welcome you inside. So are you back in Daytona Beach? Is that where you currently are?
Yes. Yep, back in Daytona following the storm, and everything's relatively good.
That's good. Your Vikings will stay undefeated. You have a bye week. No wonder you're smiling over the phone.
The last undefeated team in the league, and we get to say that for at least another week and get ready for a big matchup a week from today in Philadelphia against Carson Wentz. So an early bye for the Vikings, but comes at probably a good time with the amount of injuries they have. They're hoping to get a few guys back after this week.
Obviously, we will talk about this more next week, but Luke, I have to ask you, it's my responsibility as a host to ask you this. Do you believe that is for the number one overall seed in the playoffs and home field advantage throughout?
We'll see.
He wants to say yes, can't say no, folks.
I don't want to put the cart in front of the horse or whatever. You know, we'll see how the season plays out, but the Vikings are, the way they're playing right now, should be taken seriously.
You wanted to say yes to that so badly. Oh, man.
I can't do it.
You wanted to say yes. All right, we're going to start with my Jets on Monday Night Football because I would like to get rid of them as fast as possible, both on this show and maybe in real life. Because this season is just, oh, my God, this is not going well. I don't know what to say anymore other than we're a bad football team that makes bad decisions. The Pittsburgh uniforms were as ugly as that performance was. They need a win. The weird thing about their season, Luke, is that if they win, they face a Baltimore team next week that's gettable. If they can somehow upset these Cardinals, I mean, if you look at that score, right, 31-13 Pittsburgh last week, you get on the right side of this one, and then you face a Baltimore team at home that, who knows, you know, they've been inconsistent this year, then you're 3-4. But if you lose, you're 1-6, just like all of us thought they would be, and now your season's over and you can, go watch golf during all of these games, no matter if it's real golf, fake golf, video game golf, foot golf. I found some golf. Fuzzy Golf 2, I believe, was the app that I saw promoted the other day. This is bad.
It's gut check time. You got to start winning games. You can't dig yourself any deeper here if you're the Jets because you're running out of time. You know, and now you have to go into Arizona on a Monday night, and the Cardinals aren't playing very well themselves either, but still a tough place to go.
Yeah.
So, the Jets need to right the ship. No Eric Decker for the rest of the season. That's a big loss, but, Brandon Marshall's been trying to fire up the troops. Meanwhile, Todd Bowles has been under a lot of heat. So, but I think it starts all with Fitzpatrick at the quarterback position and needing to play better, and the defense may be tested as well against Carson Palmer and company.
Number one, don't be surprised if Fitz plays bad again if we see a quarterback change. Number two, it is Flappy Golf 2. Noodle Cake Studios hits a hole-in-one with this great twist on one of our favorite golf games. Playing Super Stickman Golf 3's wacky courses with Flappy Bird-style mechanics turns the challenge into a moment-by-moment struggle. Every flap counts, and when you time them just right or reach the hole first in race mode, it's exhilarating. That, folks, is Flappy Golf 2, and Jet fans will be playing it if they keep having a poor season.
Well, I've already downloaded it.
Seriously, you've already downloaded it? Good for you.
Yeah.
Just make sure you don't
make any... I'll be spending my bye week playing
purchases.
That's what Jets fans have to look forward to. Meanwhile, elsewhere in the division, Patriots, Bengals, Tom Brady's first home game since returning from suspension. The Bengals coming off that terrible loss in Dallas last week. Anyway, Dalton and the Bengals can ruin homecoming for Brady today.
You never know. I believe that the Patriots will win this game. I believe that Brady will get one of the biggest ovations in the history of sports, in the history of mankind. No, kidding. He'll get a nice ovation. This Patriot team is vulnerable, but every time I say they're vulnerable, which is also what Tiger Woods calls his golf swing, but that's another conversation, sadly, the Patriots proved me wrong. I thought they would struggle last week, and they went out there and basically scored 100 points, and you and I joked, would it be 31-3, 41-3, or 52-3, and for a while I thought it would be a low-scoring affair, and then, you know, voila, the score shot up. You didn't know. You know, you never know, and this Bengal team, you know, kind of bumbles along. But I really do think that that this is the Patriots' season to do what the Patriots do, and then we'll talk in the AFC Championship game.
Oh yeah, very well, could be the case. You know, the Patriots are vulnerable, but with that said, you know, they always seem to—I don't want to say pull out wins that they shouldn't, but always perform even better than I would expect. And, you know, as vulnerable as they may be at times, I think the Bengals are more so. And I don't think the Bengals are that great this year. So to go into Foxborough, where Dalton has never played well, it's going to be a tough task. Brady's return, they're going to be fired up. The fans will be going wild. I think the Patriots will win by multiple scores against Cincinnati today. I just don't like the Bengals in general this year.
No, nor do I. Seattle. I want to talk about Atlanta, Seattle. This is a sleeper game. The Falcons have come out strong. Dan Quinn and company. This is not the same Mike Smith team that underperformed. Dan Quinn, Matt Ryan is just, you know, throwing for 400,000 yards every week. Julio Jones had, what, 300 last week, I believe it was, or 200,
yeah,
whatever it was. It's just incredible. This is a high-powered team against a Seattle team that is not the same Seattle team that all of us thought we knew, but just hovers. And you never know when they'll peak, and you'll never know when they'll have one of their breakout games, and the Legion of Boom will boom. This is a very intriguing game that could have serious playoff implications in 2 months.
Yeah, it's a great matchup today. You know, I thought last week was the litmus test for the Falcons going into Denver against that defense. And the Falcons dominated that game, and the offense put up, you know, north of 20 points against that defense. And now today I think is the next big test, to go into Seattle against that defense, which isn't the same Seahawks defense, but still good and still tough to win in Seattle against that environment. So Matt Ryan and the offense will be tested once again. But they're performing as the best offense in the league right now, and kind of by a long shot. They're playing exceptionally well on that side of the football, led by Kyle Shanahan. And it's funny because Shanahan took a lot of heat when he was with the Redskins and the whole RG3 thing, and everyone's saying he had the job because of his father and so on and so forth. But in 6 of his 9 years as offensive coordinator, he has led top 10 offenses. This year he is the top offense. He's doing a lot of great things with Matt Ryan. And then on the other side, you have Dan Quinn returning to Seattle, who is facing a different type of offense than when he was there. It's more of a spread offense, but maybe he knows some tricks to slow down Russell Wilson, because that Falcons defense is going to probably need some tricks because they're not performing very well. I like the Falcons team, but we've also seen them get off to good starts like this in the past and fade away. That defense is a little shaky right now. Today will be a good test for them as well against Russell Wilson.
That it will, and I think it's very interesting, too, as you think about it, too. Russell Wilson has had a lot on him because of the ankle and because of the defensive struggles. If they play a more complete game, it takes more pressure off him and lets him relax. Also in that time slot on the Fox Television Network is Dallas and Green Bay. Dak Prescott, they say he's not playing for any job. It'll be Tony Romo's job when Tony gets healthy. But Dak continues to put them in game after game after game. And Dallas, every single week this year, has been in a prime national slot. They have yet to play a 1 p.m. game this year.
Yeah, it must be nice for them and their fans. But, you know, for Dallas and Prescott, this could be a tough matchup. Not only playing in Lambeau, but going up against the best rush defense. They average to allow like 42 rush yards a game, something crazy like that. Now, granted, certain games teams pass more. They haven't faced the run in certain games a ton, you know, 30-carry type games. But they're still holding opponents to less than 2 yards a carry. So if the Cowboys can't get that number one rushing attack going, then maybe for the first time this season, we will see Dak Prescott have to carry an offense. And that'd be a huge test for him. If he's unable to do it, then I think it makes sense to go to Romo. But if the run game can't get going today, and Prescott's able to put that offense more so on his shoulders, and maybe not even lead them to a victory, but just a good performance offensively on the road in Green Bay, then it's tough to turn away from him and go to Romo where you don't know what you're getting from him. On the other side, Aaron Rodgers has not been himself this year. His two running backs are hurt today. He's going against a secondary that's finally performing like we've been wanting to see from those young draft picks a couple years ago. And he's got to figure some things out himself as well. So I think it's a good matchup for each defense. And now you have Rodgers underperforming against Prescott as a great rookie and can see who can make more plays.
And this Packer team is lurking. They're starting to get their form back. They beat a horrible Giants team last week. And by the way, the Giants are a horrible, horrible football team. If Baltimore does not win that game big today, I'd be shocked. This Giant team has an insane amount of talent, and if they can ever put it together, they'll be competitive. Problem right now is they can't put it together on either side of the line. On either lines, and that's driving their fans berserk. But that's just a really interesting team. I think Green Bay is working towards a peak. And speaking of peaking, we're going to peak games-wise. I'm forgetting two games right now, the first of which, one game, and that would be the Sunday night game between Indianapolis and Houston. How many times will Andrew Luck get knocked down? 20, 30, 40? I mean, this is insane. They can't hire anybody to hold them up.
Yeah, and even without J.J. Watt, the Texans still do a good job of getting after the quarterback. They still have an excellent defensive line. So, Luck, kind of like Phil Rivers, who has been getting a lot of press this past week, and even Drew Brees at times, their teams have been unable to give him all the pieces. Luck does not have a good run game, has a terrible offensive line, pretty awful defense again this year. I mean, it's really just Andrew Luck on that team. They can't get him any help, and so the Colts are struggling, and now he goes into Houston, where the Texans have been really good this year. Now, Houston, in two big spots, have really folded this year. Primetime in New England, and then last week in Minnesota against the undefeated Vikings team. Now they're at home, Sunday Night Football, first place on the line. They have to find a way to perform when the lights are their brightest tonight against the Colts.
Real fast, do you care about Colin Kaepernick starting today?
Yeah, I'll be paying attention just to see how well he does. It's a tough matchup for him going into Buffalo against Rex Ryan and that defense. I don't think he'll do that great, and I think the Bills will win.
That Bills team is playing well, shockingly. I do not believe Rex Ryan will be fired today, by the way. we have to move to the end of our television, not TV show, radio show. Luke, what's first? What is your game of the day?
I'm going with the Cowboys-Packers.
I like that. What's your sleeper game of the day?
Sleeper is probably the one I'm going to be watching, Eagles-Redskins.
I like that. Rams-Lions. I believe this Rams team might have a big win, not in terms of stature, but margin. Your game to watch?
The Titans-Browns. The Browns were like their sixth quarterback in six games.
Jags-Bears. You can't pay me to watch that game. Could be the Monday night game if the Jets don't show up. Your Survivor game.
I'm always ready to pick road teams, but I'm going to go with the Steelers in Miami.
I like that. I'm tempted. I would be tempted to pick the Patriots, but as I said, I'm not gung-ho. I think I might have to go with the Titans, too, for that game. And your player to watch today?
I'm going to go Joe Flacco. He got his offensive coordinator fired. A lot of times that will ignite an offensive player. He needs to perform better, and he's going up against that Giants defense.
That's partly why I think the Ravens will play well. Geno Smith, will he get into the game? The chance for the Jets. I think that's everything. Have we gone through all our games?
Yeah, I think
all
so.
Our picks? I think we have. Luke, enjoy your football Sunday and Monday relaxing, and enjoy Flappy Golf too.
Can't wait. Thank you.
Enjoy your football Sunday, everybody. We'll see you next week.